This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me anything you want, by the way, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's time to have a chat, because I've been telling you about the Hunter Biden stuff, how they announced, you know, the FBI is saying, oh, there's enough there for charges. And you already know. Don't get your hopes up. They're going to use this. That's my prediction. They're going to use this to make Joe resign after the midterms. Joe Biden's going to announce that he's got health problems of some kind. It'll be some stupid excuse, and he'll resign. So somebody emailed in and said, Jesse, I buy the Joe quits, Hunter avoids charges scenario, but leftists never get completely abandoned. The lowest learners, Eric Holders, and this will go for Joe and Hunter, will not get punishment. They will retire wealthy. His name's Brent. Yes, that's true. It's true. They don't, unless they become actively harmful to the system's goals, they're not going to toss them all out. And part of the reason for that is actually, this can go right into the GOP. Part of the reason they don't toss them all out is once you've been that high up in the system, you know where all the bodies are buried, so to speak. And I'm not just talking about Hillary Clinton. You know who's done what wrong. You've been so wired in for so long that if the system actually was to try to really destroy you, major, like actually send you to prison, you would drop a dime on everybody and tell everybody everything you knew, all the dirt you knew about everybody in Washington, D.C. It really is. I mean, we overuse the term now, but it really is a big swamp, and it really doesn't drain. It's not designed to drain. It's designed to suck you in. That's what it does. The swamp, it makes you dirty. You don't go clean the swamp. The swamp makes you dirty. It's part of the reason, and I've been hard on him about his disastrous, embarrassing personnel decisions, Trump. But it's part of the reason I do get merciful with, okay, why'd you hire this loser or that loser? If you're trying to hire people from within the swamp, they're going to be dirty. If you're trying to hire people outside of the swamp, they're not going to understand how the game works. They're not going to understand the players. They're not going to understand which buttons to push, which levers to pull. And so it is difficult. You want an outsider like Trump. I want an outsider like Trump. Because I think that's the only way you have a chance of getting somebody remotely clean in there. But staffing is not a small thing. It's everything. And this has always been the case. From the old days of kings to the modern times of presidents and prime ministers, it's the people around you that will determine so much of how your administration goes. Where do you get them? Honestly, let's talk about it. Let's have an honest talk, and we'll get back to all the fun questions here. Where would you get them? Somebody emailed in earlier, and it was a great suggestion, so now I'm going to take all the credit for it. But emailed, you know, hey, I would go to business owners, small business owners, and farmers, and normal people. But again, what would you do if you got that phone call? Now, you have a life. Would you upend it? I upended my life at one point after I ran for Congress twice in Arizona and lost twice. Nobody, not to brag or anything. After I ran for Congress twice in Arizona, I packed up everything because I wanted to stay in the fight. And I took a job at a DC political firm. And I went back there. And living in Washington, DC sucks. It's horrible. Chris said, how's the pay? He loves this story. You suck, Chris. Okay, you want to know what I got paid? For longtime listeners will remember, I had never really made, I mean, I wasn't poor or anything, but never really made any real money. And I got offered $75,000 a year. So I'm doing backflips. I'm thinking to myself, dude, I'm rich, right? It's we're going to Red Lobster tonight. We're going to Red Lobster tonight and tomorrow night. I'm excited about this. Because I'd only ever lived in Ohio, in Montana, and then on Marine Corps bases, and then Arizona. I'd never lived in one of these mega expensive cities. We were making $75,000 a year, and we were barely, and I mean barely, paying the bills at the end, every single month. Barely. We were barely keeping our heads above water. So it sucks back there. So my point is this. Okay, so Trump becomes president. Heavy D becomes president. Pick your president, 2024. And they call you up on the phone. And they say, hey, I need help. I have to staff this. I want you to come be the secretary of this or chief of staff of that or something to that effect. Are you going to say yes? Now, you're probably sitting there saying, yes, I would out of patriotism. But think what that means. Either kids don't get to see mom or dad anymore, or at least very rarely, or you're packing them up, having them leave school, go move into a brand new school they don't know in a place that you can hardly afford. Even if you look, let's say you walk into some cushy government job making 150 grand a year, man, you're still not living in a very nice place back there for that kind of money. You're still an hour outside of town. I lived in Northern Virginia when I was working in D.C., I was 11 miles away from my house to the office. There were days it took me an hour and 20 minutes to get to or from work. Does that sound fun to you? Well, it doesn't sound fun to other people either. Not to mention Chris brought up family and friends. Yeah, family's gone. Friends gone. This is the problem we run into. Because it's their religion, they love the swamp. They live and die for all this stuff. It's what they worship. It's not what you worship. So it's very, very difficult for any Republican of any kind to get decent staffers into D.C. I know a bunch of congressmen and senators now just because of what I do, and I'm such a huge, important celebrity, Chris. No, but I do. I know a bunch of congressmen and senators now, and including freshmen or brand new ones. And so we talk and I check in. How are you doing? What's going on? I want the inside scoop so I can come on here and give you the inside scoop on things. And almost to a man, they have said it is so hard to find somebody to work in the congressional office that's not either a total weak, low-T GOPer or a flat-out Democrat. They don't want to do it. Can you afford that? If your son or daughter came to you tonight and said, hey, I want to be an intern for pick a congressman you like. Dan Bishop. He's a great one. I want to go be a congressman for Dan Bishop. Now, he'd be treated well in Bishop's office, in Chip Roy's office. That's good. Chip would treat him great. Chip's a great man. Can you afford that? Because your kid can't. Your kid can't. Either you're going to foot the bill or your kid's not going to go. You know what kid can't afford it? The billionaire communist in this country. Oh, sure, sweetheart, Starlink or whatever your name is. Of course, go be an intern for 10 years. Daddy Warbucks will pay for all of it. Is that your life? It's hard. It's hard to keep that staffing up. All right, enough of that stuff. Hi, Jesse. I listened to your show for a while. I'm working Monday through Friday nights. I'm a security guard in East Pennsylvania. A while back on your show, you played a clip of a woman that was being interviewed about Putin and possible nuclear war, and it was hysterical with her responses. You played it a few times. Would you be able to tell me what the interview was or what her name is? I would love for you to play it again. It would be hilarious. This is from Daryl, and her name is Maria Salazar. She's a Republican congresswoman from Florida. And it sounds like I'm making fun of her, and I need to be clear. I definitely am making fun of her, but it's more revealing of the people who hold all this power. I mean, the power of war and life and death and nuclear war. You think to yourself, even as much as you hate people in Congress, you think to yourself, well, man, but they know more than I do. You don't understand. You, normal person. Yes, I'm talking to you. You're so much more intelligent than the absolute morons who run the United States of America. If you don't believe me, here's a sitting member of Congress that will be voting on, I don't know, going to war with Russia.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
I know that's sad, and I know it's not funny, but what else can we do but laugh? You think, and it's human nature to think like this. Like, these thoughts go through my head, too. Oh, I hate them. Oh, they suck. I hate these people. But you, in the back of your mind, think, I wouldn't know how to be in Congress, right? I wouldn't know how to be a senator. I wouldn't know how to do anything. They surely have extra training or something, or extra this. No, they're all morons. These are all morons. We need a government staffed full of people like you, normal people, because the people we send there, they all suck. All right, OPEC, someone thinks they owe us a non-binary marathon, a French Revolution, and my problem with redheads. All that still to come.
Jesse Kelly. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email me if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you got to go listen to it on podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I know they split the show up into 3 hours. Don't ask me why. Just subscribe so it automatically downloads. And then sit back and cross your fingers that Chris actually remembers to upload all 3 hours of the show. Chris, put that finger down. That's not very nice. Now, before we get into the rest of these questions, I did want to get this because I tell you this from time to time, and I know you believe me, but I want you to understand, you're happier than they are. Right now, whatever you're going through, and I know you're worried about everything out there like I am, but you're a more content human being than they will ever be. That should make you feel good. This is from Yahoo News. They have a picture of the Supreme Court, and this is what they said. The current Supreme Court marks a number of firsts. It's the first time white men don't hold the majority on the court, and the first time four women have served together. It's also the first time the court has had two black justices. The person who wrote that, you understand that whatever your contentment level is right now, that you will be happier your entire life, including right now, than this person will ever be. Right now, you are happier than this person will ever be. They will never achieve contentment. Imagine sitting down, looking at a picture of the Supreme Court, and this is how they look at everything, right? This is how they look at everything. They sit down and look at a picture of the Supreme Court. Oh, hey, grab me a pen, will you please? Okay, hold on. We got a couple whites. Men on there got, look, women. Let's see. Let's count up the women. Oh, nice. Black people. That's good. Imagine how miserable you are as a human being if that's how you look at the world. But that's how the communist looks at the world. Remember, communism has nothing to do about the workers or nationalizing this. Communism is simply the search for society's malcontents so you can use their bitterness to help you gain power, to enrich yourself and crush your enemies. That's really all communism is. They find these profoundly miserable people who go through pictures. And this is not like a one-off. This is something you see from these communists all the time. We looked at the boardroom picture at Merrill Lynch, and we couldn't believe there weren't enough women. It doesn't look like there was very much LGBTQ representation. And that, imagine looking at the world in that way. How profoundly miserable you would be if you looked at the world in that way. But that's how they do it. That's how they do it.
All right.
Just know, as you go to sleep tonight in your Giza dream sheets, you will be happier and more content as you close your eyes and drift off to sleep than the communists you oppose will ever be. And you'll also be happy that you got 60% off those Giza dream sheets, because Giza dream sheets are currently 60% off. Lowest price ever. You can get them as low as $39.99. They are the best sheets ever. Trust me on this. And here's the thing. You don't even have to trust me. Maybe you rightly assume Jesse's a worthless piece of trash who probably lies to me. Maybe you assume that. Okay, fine. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee. 60-day. 2 months? Go sleep in them for 2 months. You're not happy, send them back. I never have once had an email, not one, from a single person saying, Jesse, I sent mine back. I didn't like them. Everyone likes them. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Jesse, yesterday you talked about OPEC cutting oil production next month. You need to remind the Saudis that we saved their hide in Operation Desert Storm. If we had not won that short war, Saudis would have been bowing down to Saddam Hussein. Well, this is the problem with America's foreign policy. The problem is America's foreign policy of getting involved everywhere and bailing everyone out at all times. It's done with the intention that we will somehow get some sort of return on that investment, or somehow get some kind of loyalty from somebody. That's not how nation states operate. Nation states, by their very nature, are selfish. They're, what have you done for me lately? And in this country, we have something very odd that's happened. You see, it's not a new phenomenon that you have multiple political parties, or that you have two political parties, and they differ on issues. But here's what is really, really crazy about where we stand right now as a country. The Republican Party, yes, they're pathetic and useless. But because the Democratic Party has become, they certainly were not always this way, but because the Democratic Party has become the anti-American party, where they genuinely despise the United States of America, that has changed our foreign policy drastically, because what happens is whenever a Republican takes over, the foreign policy is more sane. Not saying Republicans are great at it. They suck too. But it's more sane. A Democrat takes over and they immediately start spitting in the face of our allies and cozying up to our enemies. We're like best buds with Iran right now. We're crapping on the Saudis, and we're best buds with Iran. Iran is the largest state sponsor of terror in the world. Iran is currently shooting rockets at our people in various places, and we're becoming friends with them. Why? Well, because the Biden administration feels the same way about America that Iran does. They hate the freaking place. So it's a natural thing. When your country radically changes its foreign policy every 4 years or 8 years because one of the two parties is anti-American, well, other nation states are simply going to start playing the game that way too. Why, if you're Saudi Arabia, what motivation do you have to help Joe Biden out? Not only is he destroying or trying to destroy the industry that is the lifeblood of your country, Joe Biden has done nothing but crap on Saudi Arabia since he got into office, openly and behind closed doors. He dumps on the Saudis every chance he gets. What did you think they were going to say, Joe, when you went over there begging for oil?
And I'm doing all I can to increase the supply for the United States of America, which I expect to happen. The Saudis share that urgency. And based on our discussions today, I expect we'll see further steps in the coming weeks.
Yeah, they reduced it more after that meet. Why would they help? What motivation do they help? Oh, because of the Operation Desert Storm? Those days were long ago, my friend. The Saudis understand very well now they do not have a friend in the White House, so they're not going to do things friends do. All right, we have a non-binary marathon. Someone wants to know why I'm against redheads in a French Revolution. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I still can't get over this one here. It was old Dr. Fauci on Colbert.
Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID, and it could be dangerous.
Okay.
Okay, that's what he said. Here's doctors.
Millions of people who could have been saved. I mean, the trajectory of the pandemic would have been far, far different. Infections were reduced by half. Hospitalizations and mortality by 68 to 70%. So there's massive reductions in infections, hospitalizations, and death. We've known for a long time that there's a dose response. And so there was a 90% reduction in mortality and 100% reduction in death if you took it regularly and didn't miss any doses.
He's talking about ivermectin. Do keep in mind that we had a safe, cheap, available treatment for COVID. We had it right away. Doctors were coming out right away and explaining that we had that safe, cheap, easily available, hardly any side effects. And those doctors were destroyed. Many of them run off of social media. In fact, every part of the system came out and told you that it was horse paste.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin, yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
The FDA themselves came out and called it horse paste, horse dewormer. It was cheap. It was readily available. It could have saved countless lives without the social distancing that did nothing, the masks that did nothing. and every single part of your system, including your medical institutions, locked shields against it right away. And do keep in mind the main reason they locked shields right against it. It's because they wanted as many people to die in this country as humanly possible while Donald Trump was president, just so they could deny him the presidency again. That's how truly evil the people who run this country are. That's not bad. That's evil. They wanted to, if they'd have had their way, they wanted millions dead. Millions. So they could win an election. That's the level of evil we're dealing with here. All right, enough of that. Jesse, are we on, as we see a double standard of justice, are we on the verge of a French-style revolution? Oh, yes. Oh, dang it. That clap you just heard. I saw a mosquito. I thought I got him, but I must have wounded him. Chris, he fell on the table. He's coming back for me, Chris. Hang on. Dang it. All right. Never mind. I'm back on this. Are we still live? Now I'm going to have to sit here. I've got my eyes on you. Go ahead. Come back. Come. You want some? Come get some. I've got something for you. Nice try, mosquito. Shogun, as we see a double standard of justice, are we on the verge of a French-style revolution? I hope not. I really, really, I implore these states and state AGs and state governors and people to run for local office. I want all this stuff to be done because I really don't want to see anybody get hurt. I really do not. I do very much worry as the system continues to weaponize itself against the right. And the right is so armed. I do worry that we're a powder keg, and I don't want anyone to get hurt. I think that would suck. I think where we're going sucks. People think I'm the bad guy, right? That I'm too aggressive. Man, I'm aggressive because I'm the most peaceful one. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want peace, but people don't realize that, and they won't until it's too late. Jesse, from a follower of your show, what do you have against redheads? Well, one, they don't have any souls. Two, this is the problem with redheads. I mean, I God knew what he was doing. They suck you in by being so hot, and then they're just insane people when they're angry. Absolutely insane. I mean, lunatics, just fire-breathing dragons. So one second, you're like, oh, man, look at those green eyes and her red ears. She's so pretty. Oh, wow, my kidneys are gone and my tires are slashed. That's what I have against them. Jesse, I just heard the Chicago Marathon added a non-binary class. Everyone who participates in any sport or activity where they do this to me, do this garbage, needs to withdraw immediately, walk off the field, refuse to play. Of course, that's what should be done. But the problem we have right now is not that America in general agrees with all these insane things these communists do. The problem we have in America is cowardice. I brought it up before. I know it makes people mad. I don't care that it makes you mad. It's true. We had all these anonymous complaints as that dude was helicoptering across the pool as he was swimming for Penn, and the women's dominating all the women, right? He's clearly a dude. And all these anonymous complaints. Where was the boycott? Where was the boycott of the swim meet? Where was the, I'm leaving the school if they're not coming back? And this is what I get in response to this all the time. But Jesse, they couldn't risk this. They couldn't risk that. They couldn't risk that. Okay, then. Then don't complain. Communists aren't going to stop being ravenous animals. Either we choose to do the hard things it takes to do to oppose them, or we can remain afraid, and we've lost already. There's no way to get out of this nicely. There's no polite way to get out of this. You're going to have to do things that are risky. Yes, those girls, every one of them, might have got kicked out of school. Might have had death threats sent to them. Happens to me all the time. Maybe their parents would have risked their careers. All that stuff is 100% true. Okay, fine. If you don't want to risk that, I get it. But enjoy losing every meet. Enjoy watching your sport, your lifetime of hard work. Enjoy watching that go up in flames. Look, there's no polite way out. You can't live and let live your way out. Either be willing to take on the animals or let the animals have it. There's no third direction. We are a nation of weaklings now, and we've got to change that. We have to change our mentality. Look, we have to change our testosterone levels. Fellas, Half. It's not your fault. It's in the water. The estrogens are, it's in your shower. Testosterone levels are half what they were 50 years ago. Go and sign up for a male vitality stack subscription at Chalk, C-H-O-Q. Natural herbal supplements, hardcore anti-communists, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural supplements. You ready to feel better, sleep better, more energy, less belly fat? Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. Not that you have any fat on you, ladies, but they have a female vitality stack. You ready to feel better? And plus, 35% off a subscription, one that you can cancel at any time. If it doesn't do what I tell you, cancel it. The stories, the emails I get, how much people love this stuff. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. That's how you get 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. choq.com, promo code Jesse. All right, we're going to motor through as many emails and sound bites as we possibly can to round out this week, and then we're going to sail off into the weekend, and we're just going to, you know what we're going to do? We're going to forget about politics for about 48 hours, and then we'll be right back here on Monday dominating like, you know, well, like I do as a famous author. One more segment. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I have so much fun doing this. I hope you have fun, because I certainly have fun. Before we get to the emails I didn't get to, I kind of want to do, we haven't done one of these in a while, and Chris, I haven't decided if I like it or not yet. I think I like it. We're the final segment, every now and then, not often, the final segment, we go down the soundbite list, and we just play a little of the soundbite, and then I react with my witty commentary. You know how witty I am, Chris. and then we play the next one, and then I react to it. What do you think, Chris? We probably should have talked about this off the air. I did. You know what? That's not true. That's not true. Chris said if I liked it so much, I would have done it already. I have done it before, Chris. Sometimes I can't think of everything. Maybe you can help out. I know it's been 3 months. You know what? Never mind. You know what, Chris? I hope you run out of food. All right? I won't run out of food because I have a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Now, in all seriousness, did you hear there are people in Florida right now? They think they're going to be 2 weeks without power. 2 weeks. You have no idea what life's going to bring. You have no idea what this economy is going to bring. Every single person who lives in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. You don't have to go crazy and prepare for the end of the world. That's not realistic. Get 10 years worth of food. If you want to do that, fine. Make sure you have 3 months. Every person in your home. If it's just you, just get one of these. If it's four of you, get four of them, but get one. My Patriot Supply has partnered with the show. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That gets you $250 off the emergency food kit. They're already prepped and ready to go. There's no thought involved. 2,000 calories a day. Good meals. Preparewithjessekelly.com. It ships fast. It ships free. It ships anonymously. I love that you love these. Thank you. Keep the emails coming. Get one. It makes me feel better. My emergency preparations make me feel better. All right, Chris, I think we need a soundbite for sounds I didn't. Well, no, I guess I did get to some. Whatever, Chris.
I'm going to say this again. America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory.
Yeah, nuclear war should be fun.
And I'm doing all I can to increase the supply for the United States of America.
Except for drilling for American oil.
Our commitment to tackling the climate crisis, which threatens all of us. We're seeing the consequences of climate change around the world very vividly, including in the United States right now.
Here's a reminder, they're not going to stop or slow down. They're not going to drill for more American oil. As high as energy prices are now and gas prices are now, they're going to climb and climb and climb and climb and climb. And the ugly truth of it is, it might be necessary. And this is what I mean. All that misery that we are already seeing out there, that people are going through, maybe you're personally going through, That should be shocking people awake to what has happened to the modern Democratic Party. It should be shocking people awake. Are they awake enough yet? I don't know. The sad truth is you, because you're one of these people who cares enough to be in the know, you're going to have to sit and watch. I'm going to have to sit and watch as all these people slowly wake up to what's going on. And we're going to sit and watch as they wake up too late. People aren't going, well, no, we should go home for COVID. I mean, it is scary. It's just shut down the economy. Hey, guys, can you pass a big bill and send some stimulus checks? Then 2 years later, whoa, look at this inflation. How'd that happen? That's frustrating for you. That's frustrating for me. But we're going to have to learn to be patient. I'm going to have to learn to be patient. Gosh, that hurt me to say. I didn't even want to say it. It hurts me to say that. We're going to have to learn to be patient with these people. It's hard sometimes watching stupid people or people who do stupid things pay for their stupidity when you try to warn them. Look, wait till you're a parent, or maybe you already have kids. I'll do this with my sons all the time. Hey, might want to grab a jacket. It's a little chilly out there today. It might rain. I'm good to go. 30 minutes later, sitting there chattering his teeth, shivering. Ah, looks cold over there, huh? Man, turns out dad isn't the big dummy you thought he was. Man, that sucks. Ooh, I'm so warm in my winter coat. Anyway, let me know how you feel. I don't want that. You don't want that? You don't want that for America? But it takes pain to change. Lots of times it takes pain to change. When do you, ever talk to a fat person who decided to get skinny? Or maybe that's where you're at right now in your life. That's fine. Good. Good. Or somebody who drinks too much decided they wanted to change. What prompts that? Normally, it's some eye-popping moment. I got a DUI last night. I'm so embarrassed in front of my wife and kids. I'm done drinking. Or I walked up a flight of stairs. I've been sucking wind for 5 minutes. I got to stop or I'm going to die. It's a moment. It's a moment to wake America up to how evil the communists are and where we need to go. The truth is they're probably going to have to feel some pain. I want to get to this email, by the way. Jesse, if the communists control the media and big tech and have the ability to remove and cancel people, who is behind the airwaves for talk radio? Will there ever be a point, eventually, corruption will have the ability to pull the plug on specific conservative AM talk, since it's really the last hope of being exposed to the truth? Look, I never say never. What, Chris? Chris said FCC regulations are really gray. They can stop you for any reason. And the truth is, maybe that time will come. But you know what conservative talk radio has in its back pocket? And this is going to sound so butt-kissy that I don't even want to say it, but it is true. It's the legions of people who listen. You see, it's very, very, very difficult to cancel somebody if they have a bunch of support. Because now you're taking on not just that person, you're taking on the army of supporters behind it. I mean, did they want Rush Limbaugh off the air forever? Oh my gosh, they hated him. Remember, they were dancing in the streets when he died, God rest his soul. They loved it. They died and they hated his guy. They wanted him off the air for ages. He's out there being forward thinking, explaining to people in very simple ways what they're doing and why they're doing it. But with that many people supporting Rush Limbaugh, the show itself was so wildly popular and, remember this, so wildly profitable that you could never, ever justify removing it. The sad thing is that doesn't provide any protection for people without a big platform, because without the big support behind it, they can just get smashed. And I won't say no one cares, but not enough people care. That's what bothers me. Like, people talk about social media all the time, because a lot of people just live on social media and they say things like, well, Jesse, what if you get kicked off of Twitter? Well, I don't care. Why would I care? Twitter doesn't pay my bills. I get kicked off Twitter tomorrow. I'm not getting kicked off my shows. Still have a TV show, still have a radio show. But who it does matter for is maybe you. Maybe you don't have a radio show or TV show, but that's your, quote, big platform. You've got a following there. You've got people going. It does matter. It's the little guy who gets smashed by these. Once you get to a certain level of popularity, they really can't smash you. I mean, unless it gets terrible and eventually we're sitting here doing the show one day and the FBI comes and kicks the door in and hauls me off, which would suck because prison food is going to suck. However, let's be honest about something here. That'd be great radio. Think about that. Chris, don't you dare cut it off. Leave it on. Tell them you cut it off or something. No, listen to me. Leave it on. Tell them you, oh, no, we're not recording anymore. You can go ahead and arrest them. And then people will get to hear me say, you know what I'm going to do, Chris? I'm going to say, don't you know who I am? All celebrities do that. Don't you know who I am? And then I'm going to say something because I'll know the microphone will still be on. You'll hear me shouting in the back room. I know my rights. I've seen the movies. I know that's what people say. I have rights. I want to talk to an attorney. What, Chris? I have a plan. This is a solid plan. I should probably make sure I have an attorney on retainer. That's probably a really good idea at this point. All right. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'll be right back in here on Monday. Remember, Monday is a Medal of Honor Monday where we're going to live it up and have a blast and celebrate heroes and laugh and cry and do all those other things. Until then, all I have to say to you is that's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.